Jack London. Nigor the Coward. Narrated by Carl Mason. He had followed the trail of his fleeing people for 11 days, and his pursuit had been in itself a flight, for behind him, he knew full well, were the dreaded Russians, toiling through the swampy lowlands and over the steep divides, bent on no less than the extermination of all his people. He was travelling light, a rabbit-skin sleeping robe, a muzzle-loading rifle, and a few pounds of sun-dried salmon constituted his outfit. He would have marvelled that a whole people, women and children, and aged, could travel so swiftly, had he not known the terror that drove them on. It was in the old days of the Russian occupancy of Alaska, when the 19th century had run but half its course, that Nigor fled after his fleeing tribe and came upon it this summer night by the headwaters of the Pilat. Though near the midnight hour, it was bright day as he passed through the weary camp. Many saw him, all knew him, but few and cold were the greetings he received. "Nigor the Coward!" he heard Eliha, a young woman, laugh, and Sunni, his sister's daughter, laughed with her. Black anger ate at his heart, but he gave no sign, threading his way among the campfires until he came to one where sat an old man. A young woman was kneading with skillful fingers the tired muscles of his legs. He raised a sightless face and listened intently as Nigor's foot crackled a dead twig. "Who comes?" he queried in a thin, tremulous voice. "Nigor," said the young woman, scarcely looking up from her task. Nigor's face was expressionless. For many minutes he stood and waited. The old man's head had sunk back upon his chest. The young woman pressed and prodded the wasted muscles, resting her body on her knees, her bowed head hidden as in a cloud by her black wealth of hair. Nigor watched the supple body, bending at the hips as a lynx's body might bend, pliant as a young willow stalk, and withal strong as only youth is strong. He looked and was aware of a great yearning, akin in sensation to physical hunger. At last he spoke, saying, "Is there no greeting for Nigor, who has been long gone, and has but now come back?" She looked up at him with cold eyes. The old man chuckled to himself after the manner of the old. "Thou art my woman, Una," Nigor said, his tones dominant and conveying a hint of menace. She arose with cat-like ease and suddenness.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?